time for a message in the bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome in Eric Meehan as always. Eric, a good Tuesday afternoon.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing?
We're very well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm suffering through some of the trials and tribulations of parenthood at the moment, but that's all right. Something that everybody can identify with, or not everybody, but perhaps most. So my wife was gone all last week,
right,
on a work trip, and she just has so much more power than I do. It's really amazing.
I'm glad to hear that, because I have times when I feel relatively powerless compared to my wife as well, and so it's nice. It's nice to know I'm not the only dad who's got that going.
Oh, it's just embarrassing. Hey, do this. Yes, Mom. Hey, do this. Anyway, y'all know it's all good. That's okay. There are other things that I am good at. Not that I'm not a good parent. I try my best. But fortunately, I do have a partner who's at least able to make them obey commands. I don't know. Is there anything else in this world?
No.
So I hope everybody out there as well. I'm tying in a couple of themes today because I didn't get to certain things. And I guess what I wanted to start off with today, we've been talking about, wine packaging and closures and stuff like that. So I guess what I wanted to start with today was just a reminder that 96% of all wine, 97% of all wine is made to drink today. And it doesn't have to mean today. It can mean a month from now or a couple months from now. But most wine is not meant to sit around. It is a volatile, agricultural product. And even the wines that do age well are themselves volatile, but they have certain characteristics, tannin, sugars, etc., that allow them to fight off some of the ravages of time, if you will. And then certain other products, your Franzia boxes, etc., have so much preservatives in them that it's irrelevant. And again, those don't really hang around that long. They don't. There's a very robust market for those inexpensive wines as well. But just to say that, we were talking about using cork and how wine can age with cork or not with cork and stuff like that. And what we're going to sort of touch on today is some of the other closure methods, not just in a bottle form, but some of the other things that we're using and seeing these days that makes perfect sense when you're trying to understand wine as, something that an awful lot of people are spending an awful lot of money trying to figure out how to work into your daily life. And a big reason that they're doing that is because the mixed cocktail beverage market is screamingly hot, and wine is suffering as a consequence. So there are people out there who are like, how can we make wine fit into people's lives? And that takes different forms. And the original form that it took was these screw caps, right? So, and we kind of touched on that at the very end last week. Screw caps, yes, you can age wine in it. There's actually several wine regions that have embraced them, and then there's certain wine regions that have forbidden them because they have a certain old school ethos. I mentioned Valpolicella Classico 2008. They banned screw caps. But a lot of Germans, Austrians, etc., that are far more interested in, I guess getting 100% of their wine to market clean, it mattered to them. So there you go. There's other sort of synthetic closures that you'll see, the Stellvans that you see in some Austrian Italian wines, which are those kind of glass ones. The synthetic corks, which are, you know, they vary. There's some use of bamboo now. There's a lot of work to provide the aesthetic of popping that cork without subjecting you to what I will remind you all is called TCA, trichloroanisole. That's the compound that causes corkage, which I encountered even today. I mean, it just so you all know, like I was trying some wines today, and I happened to be trying a wine from southern France, and the instant I put my nose to the glass, the first thing I caught. And it wasn't egregious, but it was definitely there. And then I smelled the cork, and indeed, it smelled like this, again, bottom of a boat or a musty library, whatever you like. But so anyway, that's people's attempts to still use bottles, but, you know, maybe kind of have them a little bit more customer friendly / wine friendly. Now, the other stuff we're seeing. And this has really been changing a lot in the last couple of years, including especially in the COVID years, I've noticed. Because, frankly, there's been a huge increase in drinking, for better or worse. And as I said, there's a lot of people out there trying to get their hands on your dollars, and they'd prefer you drink wine out of one of the following sources. Boxes, right? Boxes are increasingly popular, and or we used to call them bibs, bags and boxes, but now, as you'll see at our store and several others, there are just bags with spigots on them. They have left the box off entirely. Again, so why are we doing this? Well, it's far lighter, it's far more environmentally friendly, both in terms of, you know, actual needs of product as well as weight, which means shipping costs are less, et cetera. And the wine doesn't oxidize. It, you know, the bags collapse on themselves, and it doesn't see sunlight or anything like that, so there's no UV damage. It's really quite a brilliant thing. And as I've said many times, and I'll bore Rich and Carrie once again with my story, when I was in Beaujolais several years ago, I was like, I saw his wine in boxes, and I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, why don't we have that in America? He's like, Americans don't want that. And I think we've finally, clearly, definitively proven, yeah, we do. I sell a lot of wine in bags, whether they're in box or straight up bags. And it's great. You know, you put the rosé and the white in your fridge. It's always there. It's nice if you need a cup for a recipe for a soup or something like that, and you just pour it in. And it's fantastic. So that's one of the obvious ways that we're moving on. Another one, cans. Cans are big business these days, and you are seeing them from every corner of the globe. From, you know, so I have South African Chenin Blanc, as well as, Pinot Grigio or Pinot Gris from America to, Piquette from Canada. By the way, Piquette is sort of a wonderful little beverage made out of, the must, after you've spent and used the wine. Check it out. Cans are huge, and obviously you have the same sort of advantages, right? There's no UV damage. There's no real threat of TCA or anything like that. So it's basically, you know, straight up delivering wine. And again, I will remind everyone, wine that is meant to be drunk today, in a super convenient way that you can take, you know, on a boat. Obviously, it's nice in Maine. A lot of us have not that we're drinking on the water, but just in case, it's a nice alternative to a breakable bottle of Budweiser or something like that. You know, that'll ruin your Sunday real fast. So things like that they're popular, and they should be. So do check that out. Another thing that's just come up, and I know I'm running out of time, so I'll just kind of mention this, and it hasn't even appeared in my store yet, but I think you're going to start to see it more. Is that there are people experimenting with like refillable bottles, like how we do our olive oils and vinegars, right? You come in, you buy a bottle of garlic olive oil, You go home, you use it, you clean it, you bring it back. And in this case, instead of, you know, us refilling it there, you would return the bottle and get a form of credit, or indeed get another bottle of the same wine and get the credit for it. And so this is being experimented with in small cases in parts of the nation, and I think you're going to start to see more of that too. So there's a lot of interest in, you know, figuring this out, because we've been doing it kind of inefficiently. It's glamorous, but it's not so good. Cool. So I will join you all next week, and I hope everybody is taking care of each other, as I always admonish you to do so. And yeah.
Excellent. Well, we thank you as always. Wish you luck on the parenting front.
Oh, hey, no worries. It's being ignored is nothing new.
No, I've been practicing for that all my life.
All your life. This is how I feel. So, no worries, folks. I'll join y'all next week. I can't wait.
Sounds good. Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle. Every week at this time on Downtown.